Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Gimel Omud Aleph. And Mirtz Hashem, we will finish off Simen Shin Yud Tes in the third volume of Mishnah Brura today, which closes out our discussion on Borer. And we begin at the very top line with Seif Tes Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Mayim Shiesh Behem Toloyim. If you have water that has some sort of parasites or visible insects inside of them, some sort of a worm inside of it, Mutu Lishtosan, you are allowed to drink it on Shabbos, Aide Mapa B'Shabbos, by putting some sort of a cloth over the top of the bottle and then having the water go through the cloth, and obviously the worms, the insects inside will be strained out. That's not a problem of Borer. Why? The lo shayach borer umishamer, because selecting out or straining out in this situation is permitted. It's not a problem. It's only a problem ela bimisakein ha'inyan kodem achila oshasiya, if you're separating out the item before you eat or drink it, but not while you're eating or drinking it. And in this situation, avlam bishas shasiya, during the act of drinking it, ma'akev es apsolas, you have something there to prevent the waste, the psolas, the unwanted item from going into your mouth, shelo yikonis lesoch piv, that is not called borer. Ein zeh me'ein malocha umuter. That is not considered a problem of borer, and that is permitted. So again, what we've done over here is different than separating it out and pouring it into a glass and then drinking from the glass. That would be a problem. But if you're putting it straight into your mouth and you put the strainer over the lip of the container, over the mouth of the container, so that the bug is trapped behind it and only the liquid can get through, that is halachically permitted to be done on Shabbos. The Mishnah Brura explains in Sif Katan Nun Tes, Mishum Melabein, what about the concern that you're washing out this cloth over here? We had said previously that's no good. Here it's not a concern. Leka, that's not a concern. Kiven de leka lichlo, because it's not dirty. You're only putting clean water on it. And according to the majority opinion that we talked about, Kamosha Kosav Besimin Shin Bei, Sif Tes, that we discussed earlier, that is halachically permitted and it's not a problem of Malabit. And even according to the more machmir position that was brought down in the name of the Magen Avraham by Kamach Ronim, Vimkein Ledas Ha'ostrim Shom, also Aide Mapa, even according to the opinion that it would be forbidden to put a strainer, even to strain clear water over here because of the concern of libun of the cloth. Hainu dafko b'mayim, that's only when you're dealing with water, as we said over there. Avo b'yayin, if you're dealing with wine, ushar mashkim, or other beverages that don't normally clean, l'kuli amashari, that would be permissible. Deina mapa mislabin aide shuyosan, because the cloth that you're putting over there is not cleaned by getting it wet with those other liquids, and therefore it's not a problem of libun. Then the Mishnah Brura brings down the lenient opinion of the El Yerabba. Over El Yerabba, because of Lahokal Apamayim, we had already discussed this previously, that one can be makel even with water over here. Afilu Ladasa Osum Sham, even according to the Machmer opinion over there, that you're not allowed to use it with water, it is a problem of Shriyoso Hichibus Kibuso. Nevertheless, he brings down from the Chai Odom, the Maimer Mordechai, Ubimoko Matrak Yesh Lahokal. One can be lenient over here, kiven she'enu miskavin l'kvisa, because you have no intention of doing kvisa, and therefore it is permitted. Sivkot and samach, it's not considered a problem of borer. The Mishnah Brura explains, v'hod de'eno osur mishum shema yisot. Why aren't we concerned that you're going to squeeze it out? The next simon, shin chaf, is going to teach us the dinim of schita. We'll learn that in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow and onwards. Nevertheless, here it's not a problem of schita. We said that you have to be concerned, even if you're not concerned about libun, that maybe you come to squeeze out the garment, and that would be the libun. Kiven de'eno nishre b'mayim, since you're not dealing with the border over here, with the entire garment, rak davar mu'at mehabegit kidei hanochas piv, you're just putting a little bit over the top of the bottle or the container that has the bug inside of it, and only that little bit is getting wet, eino choshish l'sachdo. He brings up the Beis Yosef, and we're not concerned over here that you may come to do schita because it's such a small amount of the garment. However, he says if you're doing it with your sleeve, if you're going to go and use your sleeve over here to go and separate the bugs and let the water come through it, that would be a problem. Because here we are concerned, even though it's only a small amount of your garment, but since it's on your sleeve, it's going to bother you. So you may come to wring it out. So therefore, you shouldn't do this with your sleeve. The Mishnah Brura in Sifkat and Samach Aleph explains further what the Mechaber told us, that if you're doing it for immediate drinking, not for just pouring it into a glass and then drinking from it, but if you're drinking straight from the bottle, so then it's not a problem of borer. He says, "V'al kein, therefore, kishinofel zvuv odover acher b'maychel umashke, if you have a fly or some other insect, something like that, falling into your food or your beverage, lo yosir azvuv bein biyad bein b'chli, you're not allowed to go take the zvuv, the little fly, out with a kli, and certainly not even with your hand, the Havi Borer Solus Meocha, because again, this is the classical problem that this entire siman has been talking about. You're not allowed to separate the waste from the food. And here you're removing the fly, which is the waste, from the food or the drink. So what should you do? El Yikach Kitsas Gan Mehamaichel O Hamashke Imo VYizrok. As we talked about yesterday in some detail, you take a little bit of the liquid or the food that the fly is in, and you take that out, and this way you're separating out both the food and the psolus, and that's not a problem with borer. The issue for number 59 and 60 addresses further. 59 tells us that if you have a bottle cap, let's say, that fell into the liquids, so Rav Yashiv Zatzal says that's not a problem with borer, you're allowed to take it out. Mutulasiro. Why? She'enu nechshab kimu'urvim amashkes, because it's not considered mixed in with the drink. The cholukut mizvah, this is different than the fly, shenofel amashke, that fell into the same liquid, shamashke nichnas ben knofei hazvah, because the waters are mixed in all around the fly, as opposed to the bottle cap where it's not. And therefore, with the fly, it's considered that it's a mixture, and the bottle cap is not considered a mixture. An interesting deal. Dishavut number 60 brings down, why can't you take out the fly without taking out any of the mashke? So the Chazon Ish writes, she'en ze mishum shazvah nechshab kimu'uru b'chol amashke. He says, it's not because the fly is actually mixed in with the mashke, because the reason is mishum sha'al kolponim nechshavu kimu'uru v'mamashke sha'al gufo b'shebein knofav. It's not the rest of the liquid that the Chazon Ish says is the problem. It's liquid that's around the fly itself, and therefore l'fikach mutul lahutzi yachad im ksas mi'amashke. If you take out some of the liquid around the fly, so then that's good as well. In this fashion, he's removing both the zvuv and the mashke, which again is not a problem if you remove both of them. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, therefore, based upon this, if there are a lot of flies over there, then you're not allowed to remove each one with a little bit of the fluid, because in this situation, it's as if you have an entire mixture of flies over here in the liquid, and you can't go and just remove each fly with a little bit of liquid. That's called mesaking over here, es hamashke hanishar, and that would not be allowed. However, the Prima Gordon disagrees. And the Prima Gordon says, the reason that you're allowed to go over here take out the fly with some of the mashke is mishur she'isu bereru rak asher mafridim es kol apsolus mikol ochel. He says, bereru is when you're separating out all the waste from all the food. However, hamafrid mea taruvi shel ochel psolus rak miktsas mea psolus, if you're only separating out some of the psolus, or miktsas mea ochel, or only some of the ochel, and you're leaving behind a taruvis that's still ochel and psolus, then that's not the isu deraisa of bereru. Finally, the Chavetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskil, Elab Mesakin, tells us over here that this opinion was from the Taz, the Yerabah, the Prima Gordim, and other Achronim. The Kivin, the heavy Psolus Mitoch Ochel, Al Kain, Afla, Alter, Osser. You wouldn't be allowed to do this over here if you were separating out the fly from the food, because as we've talked many times, that would be separating the Psolus from the Ochel. But when you're drinking it over here, right away, that is not a problem. He brings down from the Ber Hetev, from the Maritats, whose Makil, to allow you to remove something that fell into the mashke and to take it out. And he brings down from the Sefer Beis Meir, who agrees with his maritats. And the issue footnote number 66 brings down the reasoning over here for the maritats. Shein isu brera noeg el b'mashe tzorech lefashfesh v'livra. Borer, according to the maritats, is something that takes a little bit of an activity to do. It's not something you just pull right out. And he says, when something is floating on top of the water over here, on top of the liquid, it's really almost already considered separated. And therefore, it's not mu'urav b'nozel, it's not mixed in with the liquid, and he allows you to take it out. However, the Chofetz Chaim and the rest of the Bir Halacha says that everybody else disagrees with this, and he says, since this is an issur d'oraisa, one should follow the standard opinion that you're not allowed to do this. Unless, of course, you remove some of the liquid with the item that you're removing. Now we go to the final sif, sif yud zayin. The Mechaber tells us, ha-mechabetz. Mechabetz can be translated really as churning, removing the butter from the milk. And the Ramah tells us, Pirush Shemotzi Achema min Achalav. That's exactly what Mechabetz means. You're removing the butter over here from the milk. This is Toledes Borehu. This is Osir. It is a subcategory of Borer. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Samach Beis, the Chain, likewise, the same halach would apply, Halokeh Cholav v'nosim bokeva. If you took milk and you added some sort of enzyme to it from the stomach, the rennet, or shor mine chimutz, or some other type of a fermenting agent, kidei lechab, so in order to churn it, in order to make it into a fermented butter, oh haose kemin kli gemi, or you take some sort of a kli that's made out of reeds, v'nosein hakom, you take this curdled milk, and you place it into besochu, into this kli gemi, umei hecholav notim, and that allows the whey, the mei hecholav, to fall out through the bottom, through the reed over here, this wicker type of keli. All of this is asur. Who told the borer? All of this is considered part of the told of mechabitz, of this churning, of this separating out over here of the different parts of the milk, and this is a told of borer, and it's asur afilu ayde in yehudi. It's not allowed by a Jewish person, and you can't even ask a non-Jewish person to do it for you on Shabbos. Likewise, v'chein hakolei tshumon, if a person goes and collects the cream, hatsof al pnei acholav, that is floating on top of the milk, and this is called in Yiddish, shekorin shmetne, again, which is translated as cream, shamenes, gamzehu b'chlal borer, that's also a tolda of borer. Okay, and therefore, yizor, kishyagia somuch l'cholav, if you're trying to remove this cream from the top, so it is considered like two layers, and you can pour off some of the cream on the top, but when you're getting close to the cholov, to the milk part, then you better stop, and otherwise you're going to be over borer. And this is what similar idea will be said, when you're pouring off something, so the top layer is allowed to be poured off, only when you're getting near the mixture part of the two layers do you have to stop. And the same thing would be true the other way. If you're going to remove the milk, so you have to take some of the shumon with it. However, but to exactly take out only the shumon from the top, leaving behind the milk, aser, that would be forbidden. Even if your intention is to eat it right away, shari lokeach b'kach. And the reason for this is because you're using an instrument over here, a kaf, a ladle, to go and take it out. And of course, all of this is only a discussion. The permissible way to do this is when you need it for Shabbos. Because if you don't need it for Shabbos, then you have a problem. How are you allowed to do this on Shabbos? Because you're preparing on Shabbos for a weekday. And if the only reason you're doing it is not because you need it right now on Shabbos, but if you leave it together, it's going to spoil and become ruined for you and cause a financial loss, then it would be mutalasos ayide eno Yehudi. You would be allowed to tell a non-Jewish person to do this for you, kisheino borer b'tzimtzum, as long as he's not actually doing borer. If he's doing it in a way that it's not exact, he's just removing most of it and leaving behind the little bit, so then he would be allowed to ask a non-Jew to do this for him. The chanal, as we've already explained. Because the whole idea of not asking the non-Jewish person here to do this for you on Shabbos is because you're preparing for Shabbos to Chol, which is only a din d'rabbanan. And this is permitted under financial laws. And we learned this previously. Now, that was quite a mouthful in this Mishnah Berurah, and there are a number of interesting comments, 61 through 64, in the Dershu footnotes that we're going to look at. Footnote number 61 tells us that if you have hakrum hamishava al chelev la'achar shespashel, if you cook milk, you get a crust like on the top of it. So Moshe Feinstein, that's how the Igros Moshe writes, this klipa, this like peel, this hardened part on the top of the milk, that is permitted to be removed. As long as you're doing it right before you drink the milk, just like you're allowed to go and peel an onion or a garlic right before you want to eat them. And he says the krum on the milk over here is even better than those, because technically the krum is edible itself. So you're really removing ochel from ochel, as opposed to the skin of the garlic or the onion, which is not. However, he says, shumon sh'agabi cholav osu lebaro, but the cream on top of the milk, you can't remove it. Shehovu dover lach, that's not like a crust, as we just said, with the milk that's been cooked, but that over here is a liquid, and it's considered part of the cholav, and you can't consider it a klipa, a crust on the top, but is an intrinsic part of the milk, and as we pointed out, cannot be removed. On the other hand, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, also l'hosu sakrum me'al l'chol. You're not even allowed to take the krum, never mind the cream. You can't take off this krum, this hardened, crusty part on top of the milk that was boiled. And he says it's different than the peel of the onion and the garlics that Rav Moshe had said it's comparable to, that are permissible. He says by the onion and the garlic, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, you can't reach the inside until you get rid of the outside, as opposed to over here, you can reach the milk without necessarily having to remove this crust on the top, this krum. You can do that by just holding the krum and pouring out the milk. The issue foot number 62 brings down, afilu emein efsharus lishtos es acholov, b'li lohasir es ha-shumon. Even in a situation where you can't drink the milk without removing the cream on top, and your intention over here is only to allow you to get to the milk when you're removing the cream, the Shvisha Shabbos nevertheless says that it's also to do so. And he explains, this is different than you have a whole bunch of fruits on a plate and you don't want the top ones, you want the one at the bottom. You want an apple at the bottom, there are a bunch of oranges on the top. He says that's allowed, as we pointed out previously. But here, it requires a great deal of precision and specificity to remove the cream from the milk, as opposed to just tossing some of the oranges aside so you can get to the apple. Tisha foot number 63 brings down Shebrei Ra'ay De Kaf Nechsheves Kiber B'Kli. And we just mentioned before that if you remove it with a spoon, that's considered using a utensil. And as we pointed out many times, you're not allowed to use a specialized utensil to do Borer, even when you're doing it for immediate consumption of the food itself. And Tisha foot number 64 brings down Legabe Hadochas Bosom Hadam Shalav. We pointed out previously that you're allowed to go rinse off a piece of meat from the blood on it. How come that's allowed and this is not allowed? So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal explains, Shinatila Sashuman Melacholab, taking the cream from the milk, that's Nechsheves Ke'en Tikkun Beguf Hadover. You're fixing the milk itself. As opposed to when you're rinsing off the blood from the meat, you're not really fixing the meat. Now we continue with the Mechaber. He tells us, based upon the fact that we don't allow you to go and churn the butter over here, it's Toled is Borehu, he says, therefore, Lefikach, Apal Kishinostin Shum Shemin, the Egozin Lidvash, even though you're allowed to go and put walnuts and sesame inside honey, you're not allowed to, lo yechabtsin biyoda, you're not allowed to take them out with your hand, because when you do so, you're going to go and get rid of the honey, and you're going to leave the egozim and the walnuts behind, and that's a problem of a tolda of borer. And the Rama says, go look further for these dinim in Simon Shin Mem, Sif Yud Aleph. See, we skipped the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Samach Gimel. We'll do that before we get to the Mishnah Berurahs on what I just read. Sif Katan Samach Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, Miklal Zeh, based upon what we learned, if somebody leaves milk out in a place that's hot, it's warm, and this way it will turn into cheese, or if you take over here the curdled milk and you make it into cheese, there is an additional problem over here that's called building. This is a tolda of bone. If you combine over here two sections, and you put it all together, you lump it together, you stick it together, until you make it one body over here, Dome of the Binyan. It's brought down in the name of the Rambam, which I believe is based on a Tosus and Shabbos, that this is comparable to Binyan. Now we go to Sif Katan Samach Dalet, Lefikach. Mashma Mizeh, the Issur Mishum Borer. The Mechaber is telling us over here that you're not allowed to do this churning of the butter because it's an Issur Borer. Lefizeh, Im Daito Lecho Lealter, Shari Lech Bos Biyodo. But you would be allowed to do this if you're taking the egozim and the shumshim over here from the honey. If you're going to eat it right away, you're allowed to, because that's taking the ocha from the basolus, which is allowed. And he says, I am the Morgan of Rome, Shevi Mia Tosefta, Raya the Surah Mishum Wash. However, there is another opinion brought down by the Morgan of Rome from the Tosefta that says that the Isser here is not Borer, but the Isser is Losh, kneading. And therefore, that's a problem, even if you're doing it La'altu. If he's Alfilu Daito Lecho Le'altu, it would be Osir. Sifkot and Samachet, the Mishnah Berurah says, even though over here you're putting allowed to put in the egozim and the shumshimim into the honey, you're not allowed to take it out. Rotsu lomar, af bishimut alitain. And the Mishnah Berurah telling us that the chiddush of the Mechaber is that even though you're allowed to put it in, you're not allowed to take it out. Siv katan samach vav, lo yichabtse miyado. Rotsu lomar, lo yichabtse miyado. You can't gather them together in your hands, lahafrit or something on dvash, because you're essentially removing the dvash in doing so. Bedad, about the sefta isa, it's wrote down in the Tosefta. Abul mechabetz hu maisa kideru v'yocha, but you are allowed to go and collect the pieces of the maisa kedera and eat them. Rotsu lomar, lahafrid bekaf, maichol, ovet min harot of the mutter. You're allowed to go. What he's telling us over here is take a spoon and scoop up some of the food from this maisa kedera and not have all the liquid come with you. You can tilt off the gravy. That's allowed. Mishum the derech achilu b'chach, that's the normal way to eat it. Further, you're not allowed to put dregs inside a liquid in order that it should stay in there and suck out the juice from the dregs. Even though this is perfectly drinkable on Shabbos. Because this is a problem of borer over here. What are you doing? By putting the dregs in the water, you're getting out the dregs' juice inside of them, going into the bottom of the kli. This is like gathering together over here. This is equivalent to adding the enzymes over here into the milk and making it curdle. And thereby you're separating out the two ingredients. Same thing applies with the dregs. Finally, the Ramah concludes, Hagoh, harokek baruch b'shabbos. If somebody spits into the wind on Shabbos, baruch b'fazarok, and the wind spreads out the spittle that you spit out, chay mishum zora. This is an isser of zora, of winnowing, based upon the Ma'aril in the name of the Ord Zeruah and the Yerushalmi. Mishbur explained the Sivkot and Samach Zayin. However, v'lorinu mishachoshel is that most people aren't concerned about this. Kiv deino miskavi l'kach. You have no intention of winnowing over here. V'kol shekein deein zeh derech zora. This is not the normal way of doing winnowing. Brought down in the Chedusha Rekiva Eger. And he says, look in the Bir Halacha, where this is discussed in more detail. where he explains that Zoreh is similar to Borer, that you're separating the psolis mitocha ochel, avo bakula psolis enochayv mishum Zoreh. There is no concern here. The entire spittle over here is the psolis. Finally, Sivkot and Samaches, the Mishabur tells us that it's forbidden to be Zoreh satua barachas, to take the tua in a shovel and throw it up in the air, l'ruach. That's echol milamates avos melochos, that is an isodaraisa. With that, we conclude Simin Shin Yud Tes and today's shir.